This week is National Carers Week, and on today's segment of Community Drive, I'm speaking with young carer John. How are you going today, John?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Faith.
That is great to hear. So, like I mentioned before, this week, from the 15th to the 21st of October, is National Carers Week. So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself, and what do you enjoy most about being a young carer?
I'm an only child that is half Italian, half Maltese. I've been a young carer for as long as I can remember. I'd probably say probably about the age of 5 or 6 years old I began caring for Mum. And the reason why I am a young carer is because Mum has a mental illness. I'm a mental health worker, so I support people living with a mental health condition to achieve their goals. Previous to doing that, I was a carer peer worker, so supporting carers of someone with a lived experience. I was the first peer worker that the organisation had employed. The best part about being a young carer, just to be able to show the love and care for someone that has been there my whole life, that has been my rock, has been there for the good and bad times, and also being able to have a role in society as well. Another good part about being a young carer is that you learn skills at such a young age that are transferable not only in the workforce, but also skills that you'll require when you are an adult.
Awesome. So, what is classified as a young carer?
A young carer is anyone under the age of 25 that cares for anybody. This could be a family friend, could be a family member, or could be a friend that has a mental illness, has a disability, who is frail, who is aged, who has a terminal illness, or a chronic condition.
What are some things that young carers do when they are caring for someone?
That's a very interesting question, Faith. Some of the things that young carers do will obviously depend on the situation and the person that they're caring for and the care required. Some of the general things that young carers do, general things around the house, like cooking, cleaning, calling an ambulance if one's required, you know, attending medical appointments, advocating for the person if that is required, if they may not have the skills. Compassion skills, listening, caring, first aid, could be also providing physical assistance. So sometimes young carers are required to, you know, do personal care, maybe push someone that's in a wheelchair due to the condition that they have. The list can go on. Young carers play a crucial role in society. They are often unrecognized. There's a term that is in the young carer community called hidden young carers. And that's when young carers are doing the role that they're doing but don't know that there's A, support available, or B, that there's a term for what they're doing.
What kind of support is actually available for them?
This has only come out in the last 2 or 3 years. It's an Australian government initiative and it's called Carer Gateway. Carer Gateway can provide counselling for young carers. They can also provide some financial assistance. They can also support with organising respite. So young carers want to spend time with their friends, want to take time doing some study. That is a fantastic thing that they can do. Another thing that's also available is the young carer bursary. Now, there is only a limited number of young carer bursaries available, and the aim of these bursaries is to support young carers to continue their education. Because, as you can imagine, the role that young carers do play in society, sometimes they might not have the opportunity to complete Year 12, as an example, or go on to tertiary education due to the caring requirements. Or there could be some financial assistance that may be stopping them as well. The bursaries are around $3,000 or $4,000. There's about 3,000 bursaries available. Unfortunately, the deadline for this year has closed, but it's something that young carers can keep in mind is look up the Young Carer Bursary, get some information, contact Carer Gateway on 1800 422 737 and they'll be able to point you in the right direction.
It's good to hear that you're so open about it and that there are so many opportunities available for young carers to have that support. So I think if I had a friend that was a young carer, how could I personally provide my support to them?
Listen, if they want to open up and tell you, just listen. And also, don't judge them, don't leave them, don't end the friendship there, because it's only going to do more harm than good. And when it comes to understanding, if they need to cancel last minute, I know, I can speak from experience, there's been times when I've had to ring up mates and go, hey mate, sorry I can't, you know, come out today, I've got to stay at home, you know, to be with Mum. Just say, yep, no worries, you know, thanks for letting me know. But also be understanding that there may be times when they may be on call, if you will. They may need to leave an event early. Just be understanding. That's all we want, is people to be understanding of the situation. And also point them in support services like Carer Gateway or, you know, the Young Carer Bursary as well.
Perfect. So it's really just being there for them and just understanding that it's quite a tricky thing that you do, and it comes, like, there's hardships that come with it, and you just have to understand that and be there for them.
Oh, 100%. And my friends have done that, you know, to this day, and they're still doing that to this day, and I'm forever grateful.
That's very
for that.
So good to hear. I'm glad that you've got that support system that you'd need, especially caring for your mum. Is there anyone else that you currently care for, or are you just helping your mum out at the moment?
Currently caring for mum.
Caring for mum. Love it. When you are looking after your mum, what are some of the things that you do to help her out?
Some of the things that I do to help mum out is attending medical appointments, and also, you know, keeping an action table of things that have come out of that appointment so I can, you know, follow up with mum. I also do the general household duties, so cooking, cleaning, and also listening to mum. Mum does often have panic attacks as part of her mental health issues. So, you know, obviously when they just first started, mum and dad described them to me as, you know, like tantrums, like I would have tantrums, you know, as every 5 or 6 year old would. But obviously the first time was a bit scary. But just knowing that, hey, it's nothing that I haven't done, like I haven't caused mum to have these panic attacks. So when she does go through them, just observing her, you know. And then if there are times, if I need to try and hold her down so she doesn't, you know, punch a wall or kick anything or break anything, I'll do that. Obviously, I just judge the situation, and then obviously the general cooking, cleaning, that type of thing, and anything else that mum may need.
All-rounder for her. Whatever she needs, you're there for.
Oh, 100%. It's the love that I give mum, you know, every day. You know, like I mentioned earlier, she's been there, you know, from the beginning with me, been my rock. Now it's my turn to care for her.
100%. I think it's so lovely to hear that she's helped you, it's your turn to help her, and that's what you want to do. Like, it's not like any pressure or anything. It's what you decided to do. That's what you want to do. And I think that's really lovely to hear.
Oh, most definitely. I'll do, you know, anything for friends and family.
Perfect. So just a reminder that this week is National Carers Week, and we have been speaking to John, who is a young carer for his mum and has been since he was 5. So he's there ready to look after his mum, and that's that. So thank you so much for speaking with me today, John. I really appreciate you coming on the show and raising awareness for young carers.
Thank you for having me, Faith.
No worries. My name's Faith, and you're listening to Community Drive on 2MCE.